is not preaching tonight. Somebody guard the door back there. Because it was so good this morning, I tell you that. I need two members of this church volunteers to come up here real quick. Two volunteers. Be instant all the time. But did you a member of the church? Come on up here. All right. All right. Come on, Terry. You come on, too. Come on, Marquita. Come on. You started.
Come on,
y'all probably won't know why I asked you to come up here.
Come stand between us.
Ladies first. Why do you love Solid Rock Baptist Church? All right, all right.
Well, I never really thought about it except ever since Terry and I came, when Rusty Templeton was pastor of this church and Dot was coming, along with Terry's brother and his wife, there has always been a sweet spirit. God has just always blessed. I don't know if it's, I don't know why. I know that there was a gentleman praying for a church for this area for a long time.
Amen.
He didn't go here. And whether God just blessed us, I don't know, but I've always felt like the sweet spirit of God. I don't care who's been in the pastor. It's been here. And so Terry and I have gotten mad. I'm just going to be honest with you, transparent. We've got mad left before. I think the most we were gone was maybe 4 weeks. And we come back, and the Lord, you know, I mean, he always drew us back. Nowhere we went. Nowhere we went. Did we feel engaged? Did we feel like we belonged? And every time we come back, it's like, so, I just want to say, I feel Jesus here.
Amen. That's it. That's it.
It's not about feelings.
Amen.
And the freedom.
Amen.
The freedom of God to do to worship in any way that you want to, I feel like it's always been here.
Amen.
So, because Jesus is here and because y'all are here. And
all right. All right.
You know, she took all the words.
Amen.
As you bring them back.
Amen.
I mean, I've heard people that's visiting the church come here and they say, there's not another Baptist church around here like this. And if you say you feel it, I'm not saying the Spirit of the Lord is not in the other Baptist church. That's not what I'm saying, but it's more freely or something here. So.
Amen.
Amen. So the word atmosphere is what comes to my mind. So
all right. Amen. Very good.
Good job. There's really not nothing we do.
All right, all right, all right. You know, I don't know about you, but I've been in several churches in my lifetime. I pastored a few churches. In fact, I was here in 98, I believe it was, 97, 98. And other churches, and like Terry said, I'm not putting anybody down. I don't mean to say that. Don't take it that way. But the freedom that you have here, the different people, the different age groups, it's a great atmosphere to come to know the Lord.
Amen.
Not all churches you go into that you can find the Lord. They wishy-washy about their preaching, and they don't want to make anybody mad. They don't want to call sin sin. But God calls it sin. There's no such thing as a little white lie, a little black lie. It's a lie. It's sin. Terry's joking. I think what he said is not about the preaching, but I tell you what, it's so much about the preaching and the teaching that the Lord has anointed this man to preach, and he preaches, and he don't hold back. And when he looks at you and he says, I look out there and I see those faces, and some of you look like you've been baptized in prune juice. He ain't holding back. He don't need to hold back. It don't matter if all of you get mad, as long as the Lord's pleased, that's all that matters right there. A lot of things has been going on in the last 2 weeks. I've had this old cold, and I'm not going to claim it, but it's something. It's, a lot of people's got it worse than I have. But I have had 3 services at Carr and Irwin Funeral Home and 1 for Bennett May in the last, probably the last 2 weeks. Had a 65-year-old lady died of cancer. Done a service, a memorial service for her. Didn't realize it would be that quick, and it was a 70-year-old lady that passed away with a heart attack, and I had the service on the following Monday night. And it happened again so quick. There was another one this past Monday. It was 83-year-old, I believe it was. And then of all, then yesterday, or Friday evening, Sandy called me from Bennett May and said, we've got a body here, graveside service. Would you come and do the graveside service yesterday afternoon at 2 o'clock? So the message I preach has been kind of to the families that remain. I didn't hold back because I can't do anything for that person that's already deceased. I can only preach Jesus to those that remain. And I want to ask you tonight, and please, I'm not trying to scare anybody, but I want to ask you tonight, if this should be the last day that you spend on planet Earth, and the Lord should call you away before midnight tonight, are you secure in your salvation? It's not a I think so, because if you think so or hope so, you're not going to make it. You have to know so. I have 2 verses of scripture that I want to start with tonight. I want to ask you, if you would please, to turn to John chapter 15 and verse 5, first of all. And they kind of, you might say they kind of contradict each other, but it don't. But John 15, 5, he's speaking of the true vine. Now I'm going to go back and read some more scripture, but just I want to touch on 2 verses, first of all. And that 5th verse of John 15, it simply says this right here. Jesus is speaking here. He said, I am the vine, not the church, amen, not a particular preacher, not even a particular doctrine, amen, but Christ alone. Says, you are the branches. The branches is the believers.
Amen.
You're the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. The same brings forth much fruit. Are we bringing forth fruit, folks? For without me, Jesus says, for without me, ye can do nothing. Turn over to Philippians 4:13. John 15:5 says you can't do anything without him. What does the 13th verse of chapter 4 say in Philippians? He said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. All things. Not some things, not most things, but all things. Would you pray with me tonight? Heavenly Father, as we come tonight, we don't come to seek the approval of anyone other than you.
Yes, Lord.
We come to preach your word, dear Lord, and I pray, Lord, I don't say anything that you'd not have me to say, but Lord, I'd not leave out anything that you would have me to speak.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I am nothing without you, but Lord, if I was surrendered to you, which I do, I know that you can use me in this service tonight to touch hearts and lives and change lives. And it's not because of me, it's all because of you. And we just want to thank you right now for what you're going to do tonight during this invitation. His lives are changed. Homes are mended. And we just want to thank you right now for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. There's one other scripture verse in John I want to I want to read to you here tonight and try to tie all this in here together. I know we've John, Philippians, and back to John, but there's John 14. You was there in John 15, so just move back just a little bit. Let's look at the 12th through the 14th verse of John chapter 14 here this evening. He says, this is talking about power. We got the power, folks. We got the power in the name of Jesus. I don't have very much power on my own. But I've got all kinds of power. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. So look at that verse 12 there, John chapter 14 tonight. He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he who believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Now I want to ask you a question before we read the rest of that. Have you read the last part of that and understood what it's saying? Because he goes on to say, and greater works than these shall he do. In other words, shall we do. That's what he's speaking of. Now you think greater works than Christ? Preacher, you're crazy. That'll never happen. But notice what he says right here. Greater works shall you do because, here's the reason, I go to the Father on your behalf. I go to the Father. It's not us doing it. It's us asking him and him giving us the power to do so.
Amen.
Believing on Christ gives one access to the Father. Who does the work? Notice that. And it respects quality rather than quantity. Look there. The works that Christ did were confined to greater Israel. Notice that. While the works of believers cover the entire world.
Amen.
Jesus went about doing good. He was more than just a good man. Some said he was a good man. But have you ever known a good man to die on the cross for your sins? No. The two verses of Scripture that we read, or the three verses, I should say, I can't do anything without it. I can't even be a good church member here without it. Tommy Pope won't know why I was coming up on front row tonight. I told him. Brother Anthony asked me to preach. And he said, move it on up. I like that. George Jefferson, you know, move it on up to the east side. I thank you for the opportunity, brother. I thank you. But we can't do anything without it. And that all, I want you to notice that word all there. All. I can do all things through him who strengthened me. What does all mean? Some folks say, well, I can do some things. You ask somebody to do something, or the deacons ask somebody to do something, and it's talking about, you know, trying to get teachers and people in positions there when the nominating committee got everything together and people, no, I can't do that. No, I can't do that. I want to ask you a question. Where does that I can't do that, where does that come from? It's a negative thing, isn't it? It has to come from Satan because he's the most negative person that I know. He says you can't do it. If he says you can't do it, then he's a liar. And when he tells me I can't do something, what does that mean? I can do it because God said I could. I can do all things through Christ. What can you do through Christ? What does this church need? This church needs members that go beyond the call of duty.
Yes, sir.
It needs members that will help even more this pastor as he preaches and teaches on Wednesday night and Sunday morning and Sunday night. It's a church that's probably being persecuted. Rejoice greatly when you're persecuted. Because when you're persecuted, that means you're doing something that the Lord likes and the devil hates. You can be a Bible toter, you can be a holier than thou person that Steve can call you, but be faithful unto the Lord. I can't do anything without him. I can't even walk right. I can't talk right, that's for sure. But he says, I can do, that's a promise. I can do all things. Now, what do you mean? People get that out of context. Well, I can do all things. Well, I can go down here and I can do this, or I can do that. He says, I can do all things. But read it all. I can do all things through Christ. It has to be in His will. He won't give you permission to do something that's going against what He wants you to do.
Amen.
Why does this man stand here and why does he preach the way he does? Because he's anointed from God on high.
Amen.
He's preaching the message that some churches would want to run him off when they heard him preaching the way he does. Keep on preaching, brother.
Amen.
I love what he said here
just
not long ago. He said, "Then nobody in this church called me to preach. God called me to preach, and I'm going to preach the way God called me to."
If
you won't see something out of him, you just keep praying for a little more dose of boldness in him. He ain't got started yet. But I tell you what, it's coming, and it's going to come to an end one of these days. We're either going one or two ways. I told the families the last 2 weeks, I said, you will go by the way that your loved one has gone. You'll go by the way of death, a funeral home, a preacher saying some things about you. Brother Anthony, I mentioned to him, I said, I don't know a preacher yet can preach anybody into heaven.
Amen.
I don't know a preacher yet can condemn somebody and preach them into hell. We preach our own funeral, our life, every day. I don't never want it to be said when the Lord gets ready to take me away. I don't want nobody to say, I don't know when I'm going to go to Dale's funeral or not. You're not going to go to no funeral. It's going to be a life thing. It's going to be a celebration of life because we live for Christ. We die for Christ. So I want you to think about what's some things you don't think you can do. What's some things that you can't do on your own?
Amen.
Most everything, right?
Amen.
Husband, can you please your wife just on your own?
Nope.
Wives, can you please your husband just on your own?
No.
If you burn the bread, does he ever forget it?
No.
We need to go back to that wife submitting to your husband. I know it. But, you know, this right here, you can't. You can't even love your wife the way Christ means for you to love your wife unless you love Him first. She can't love you. I know they'll say, oh, honey, I love you. You remember when you was dating? You looked up into his eyes. Or if you're taller than him, you looked down into his eyes. You said, honey, I love you forever. I love you forever. Let me ask you a question. If we treated our wives, if you treated your husband like we treat the Lord at times, how long would our marriage last? I heard a story. He's talking about this man and woman. They were standing there and they was getting married. And the preacher was doing this. And before they got through, the wife looked over at her husband and told him, said, well, I have you know, after this marriage ceremony is over, I'm going to go home and I'm going to live with my mama. He may have looked at her and say, well, wait a minute, just stop things here for just a minute. But if someone, now you think that's crazy, but if you're married, Brother Anthony, come here a minute. Everybody, come here a minute. Y'all be the two that's going to, you get married, but you're going to do part. And you look at her, something about her that you just don't like. And you tell him, I'm going to go home and live with my mama. And you just take off. Now, what do you think?
You ain't playing right.
That's what most of them say. If you leave, honey, they better make room because I'm going with you.
Amen.
But don't we treat the Lord like that at times?
Amen.
We use Him sometimes. Oh, if I'm not preaching to anybody, He's preaching to me. Sometimes we treat the Lord like we don't need Him at times. And you let something happen. Mama's over back to the hospital and she's at the point of death. Brother Anthony, you need to get over here as quick as you can. But Mama gets better and she survives. And now Mama is sitting at home on Sunday morning. She's able to come to church, but she don't come, and you go by to see her, and they tell you something like, "Preacher, we don't need you. If we need you, we'll call you."
Amen.
They use God like a fire insurance policy. I've heard people say that I just want to get to heaven. If I just have to get to heaven by the skin of my teeth, that's all right, as long as I make it into heaven. You know what that means when a person says that? Jesus, I don't care that you died on that cross. I don't care that you suffered and you bled. I just want to get to heaven. I just want to get to heaven. If I just wanted to get to heaven and it wasn't because of Jesus, then let me ask you, if I could get there, and you can't, but if I could get there into heaven without Jesus, when I got there, how much fun would it be?
It'd be much at all.
You see all those saints up there rejoicing and having a good time, and you there saying, well, I want to tell you something. I got here my way. I did it my way. Don't nobody try that. You can't do it. But you wouldn't have no joy in it. Or what if you had a human body in heaven? And we're going to rejoice for 24 hours or whatever time it takes. And wait a minute, Jesus, I just got to sit down and rest a little bit. I just can't do all this. See, that's the reason why we get a new body. That's the reason why he said in John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Not a one of us can come to the Father except through Jesus. And how's these folks that are preaching that Jesus was a good man or Jesus was this or that? How in the world? I'm not the judge, but when a preacher leads somebody wrong, they ought to step behind that pulpit, go out there and get behind the plow and do the plow instead of preaching. But you know what? The rose might be as crooked as a rainbow if they done that. Brings forth much fruit. He's talking about the vine. I don't know a lot about grapes or muscadines or anything like that, but I just want to go back. Let me read from John 15 here, a few verses we didn't touch there. He said, I am the true vine. My Father is a husbandman. Every branch in me. Now, we said before, that's a believer's. Every believer in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth much fruit.
Amen.
Now you're clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. We've got to be close to him.
Amen.
There's not a one of us too good tonight that we couldn't do better.
Amen.
Not a one of us tonight so bad that we couldn't do even worse. We might could do worse, but we need to do better. But he said that fifth verse, I am the vine, you're the branches. You know, without me you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and is gathered them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Oh, why do we do that? Notice that eighth verse there. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. Disciples, what is disciple? Disciple is a student, a learner.
Amen.
Jesus taught the disciples. They walked with him. They saw everything that he did. And even Judas. We say, how could Judas do what he did? People say, he ought to be ashamed of himself to do what he did. Well, wait just a minute. Let's don't just pick on him so much. I should be ashamed of myself when I don't do what God's called me to do.
Amen. Amen.
As the Father has loved me, continue you in my love. So have I loved you, continue in my love. And if you keep my commandments, and they was talking about, Robert, and they was talking about that in Sunday school this morning, the commandments, and Morgan brought something out, I think, in the Gospel of John. He said, but if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. That's what we got to do. We got to stay close to him. Because if we're not close to him, who's moved? If we're not where we need to be, who moved? Either I moved or God moved. Did God move? I don't think so. I moved. I moved. In that Philippians chapter 4, let's read 10 through 14 right there. Paul's writing, he said, but I rejoice greatly in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me has flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of what I want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Oh, Lord, he's speaking to me tonight. I don't know about you. So many times I've not been content with what I had. I wanted something else. I had a nice car, and it got me where I wanted, but I wanted something that's shinier and bigger and all that. Why? It's the flesh. It's the want, you know. Be content in what we have. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to be abound. And he's talking about that abased. I know how to rejoice when there's no money. Can you rejoice when you don't have no money and you got bills coming to you? Let's just be honest. Don't we worry? We try everything to try to get that money before the light bill is due and our lights get cut off. He says, rejoice when there's no money. And he said, I know how to be abound. And he said, or to keep rejoicing when there is money, when the thing's going well. I don't have to pray for food in the house because I can go in there and I can look at the deep freeze. I can look in the refrigerator. I can look in the pantry in the laundry room there, and there's canned stuff. There's stuff there to eat. So I'm not a hungry man as far as physical food. I don't need to pray for stuff like that because I already got it. But what I do need is that spiritual strength. I need to be closer to him today than I was yesterday. The believer must understand that everything we receive comes from God. We receive it. You know, there's a thought here that I said before in that Philippians 4:13. I can't. God called me to preach over 30 years ago. Some folks didn't think I could preach, and some folks still don't think I can preach. But you know what? I don't worry about it. Now, if God tells me I can't, I'm going to stop. But, you know, it's not to please tickle the ears. We just love that man. If you ever notice, Brother Anthony, you can preach hard, a hard sermon, and you stand back there, and people sometimes they go out, preacher, I love that message you preached today. And you was calling me a dog, and you was calling me low down as could be, but I enjoyed you calling me that. No. Sometimes we get the handshake, sometimes we get the hug, sometimes we get the compliments, but really, did he mean it? Did he mean it? You know, the positive thing on this, you know, if you belong to Jesus Christ and you're saved, you know, you're going to be in the glories of heaven one day. Amen. Angels are going to rejoice when one sinner comes to know the Lord. I can't preach without him. I can't. And no, I tell you what, if God tells me I can't sing, I'm going to stop. It takes more faith for somebody that don't have a real voice like some other people do to try to sing. Because as long as you please the Lord, that's all that really matters. I heard that tape, you know, when I preached the last time. And one of the guys sat there or something and said, I'm going to listen to that. And I said, well, listen to the preaching, don't listen to the singing so much. But you know, you do what you got with to do. And we can't do anything without him. You know what? There's an old song that's been sung If I mention Charles Johnson and the Revivers, how many of y'all know who I'm talking about? Not many. Charles Johnson and the Revivers from Durham, North Carolina. We had a fundraiser at Grace Baptist Church over at Giles County High School Auditorium back in, gosh, when was that? In the 90s. We paid those guys $1,000 to come and sing. And really, to be honest, the church didn't profit by it on the fundraiser. In fact, we spent out money we probably didn't hardly have, but they sang a song over there, and I know you know it if you don't know them. It said, "I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I can't do anything without him. Not a thing." Well, I thought number one would surely be me. Thought I would be what I wanted to be. I thought I would build on life's sinking sand, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Would you stand and sing that chorus here tonight? Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountain's too high and the valley's too wide. Down on my knees where I learned to stand, because I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I thought I could do a lot on my own. I thought I could make it all alone. I thought of myself as a mighty big man, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Hold that person's hand next to you. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountain's too high and the valley's too wide. Down on my knees, because I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I think that I'll make Jesus my all. From now on, when I'm in trouble, on him I'll call. If I don't trust him, I'd be less than a man. But I can't even walk without you holding my hand. That person that you're holding hands with tonight, if you need some help, they'll help you. But we all need help, and we can't do it without him. We can't even walk without him holding our hand. We can't do anything. I have a request tonight for the singers if they'll do this. Y'all done this a few weeks ago. And if y'all would do that, hallelujah, as our invitation tonight, I think it would really be good. Let us pray before y'all come, would you please? Heavenly Father.